Hey guys, good evening and welcome to another exciting episode on Vibes with Jerry. Yep, it's actually cool evening. The weather is not really bad, you know. And I just decided that I felt like talking actually. Felt like checking up on you guys. It's really been a tough time for everyone, yeah, even for me too. You know, a lot has been going on, and I hope we are all out there surviving. It's not really easy. It's not easy being anything. It's not easy being a man. It's not easy being Nigerian. It's not easy to stay in Nigeria. It's actually difficult to live life, you know. Whatever you are doing right now, be it business, trading, you know, whatever category you seem to fit in, students, I really wonder how everyone is coping. So yeah, I don't really have any particular topic I want to dive into. I just want to talk about a few things, you know. So today I got to find out that the Supreme Court actually approved and they closed all case petition against the current president we have, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. He is currently the president of Nigeria and the Supreme Court has ruled in his favor. Well, I did not vote for him. I am not with his presidency because it doesn't seem pure, and the way he was elected, it is not what the people want, but it's what Nigeria got to the bad system they have. So yeah, and things are getting worse. Things are increasing, you know. Think the dollar price increased and things are getting more expensive. There is no fuel, the subsidy and all that. So yeah, I wonder how the parents are going to cope and how the family would survive, those living on minimum wage. Imagine having four kids in university at this time now. I mean, some of us will still have children in this era. In this tenable presidency, some of us will still have kids. Imagine having to train kids in these hard and difficult times. But what to expect? I hope things get better. So, moving on from that, I saw a story today about a young man that kills his girlfriend. I think she's a student of, she's a 300 level student of Uniport, and she was killed by her boyfriend for alleged money. And you know, she was alleged killed for money purposes, and she was butchered from her private park of court and her eyes too. The guy was caught by trying to dispose the body. So my thoughts on this is, first of all, the guy is to be blamed. Like, there is no reason. I don't see any reason. Money should not be a reason for it to take someone's life. There is no amount of weight you want to ascertain that you have to actually kill someone. It just doesn't seem right with me. It doesn't sit right with me. I wonder how her parents would feel. I wonder how painful it had to be for her. I have sisters, you know, so that's something I would not want to imagine or picture for my sisters, because it is not a right way to go. It's a very painful way to go. business far, they wide awake. So yeah, I hope justice finds her and whatever the guy gets before the crimes he committed against her. It's probably would sit right with me, because I see no reason. I'm not able to get the motive behind the reason why he was pushed or motivated to want to take someone's life. He literally used a knife and butchered and cut some of her parts. So yes, he's definitely getting what he deserves. And Black Bones dropped his album today. Yes, man. I wonder how it is for everyone out there. We are all in our own spaces, and you know, we don't really know how it is for everyone. Everyone is going through rough phases. I myself is one of them, and you know, I have someone that really gives me comfort and tries to make me happy. But right now, I'm all by myself. I already have my Black Bones. I have my Mary Jane and my speaker with me. And you know, I'm doing better. I'm getting better. I'm just trying to put up on the things and see how it goes. Trying to focus on positivity. I mean, is that not the victim we have right now? The mentality we have is to just keep fighting and keep surviving, keep going. If most of the people that really don't want us to make it out know where we are coming from or know what we have to go through, then I don't think they would want us to stop. Because why would you not want me to succeed? I mean, of course, there are people like that. So you know, I hope whatever battle you are fighting, whatever road you are on, you get to actually go through it and survive it. Whatever battle you are fighting, you will come to see that you are better off fighting your battles with no one should separate you or probably lead you to the wrong path. Sometimes we don't really have the right fire on us. Yeah, speaking of the right fire around us, sometimes I think the human environment we get ourselves in affects our decisions, affects our lives, and affects our motives. There is toxicity in certain people that you do not want. You understand? There are some certain things in people that I have seen that is wild. There's a difference between obsession and being in love. And I hope we don't have this kind of thing in our lives. The funny thing is, we always have them, we always do, but it's not as if we are away. They'll just be around the corner looking, and they could be like they could be the person that turns up for you a few times or most times, but they're not turning up because there's only one who's good for you. I tend to see how they can actually bring you down. I don't blame anybody. Life is hard enough already. I I would advise you to take action and delete whatever number it is you feel you need to get out of your life. If you feel you are better off alone, I feel you should stay off alone. If you feel this makes you happy, I feel you should do it. For me, whatever makes you happy should be key. Sorry. Because at the end, you know, that's what matters. My happiness matters to me a lot. And I feel if I should not stay keen on being happy, then what's the essence of living? So whatever it is you do, whatever it is you are doing, if you are not happy, are you doing the right thing? Why are you doing that thing? You know?
Yeah.
Life is like a pot of stew.
I'm like,
if you use the right ingredients to cook and go sweet.
Get him, get him, get love.
But life is also very, very funny. Because sometimes when we get too addicted, we start to lose.
So much katakata in NIG. It's kinda hard to focus on only G-O-D. But I keep my head up for better days. In case the past not to hold and give a better pay. It's my only prayer.
Well, I guess I already said enough. So, yeah. You know, it feels really good to talk to you guys.
They say, Blackie, where you go? We've been calling your phone, but you know they pick up. I say, I mean, on the low, looking out my window, but I know they see folks. I didn't wait for my enemy.
I hope we all find peace and love and happiness. I hope we all survive this hard time and this difficulty. I hope we become okay. I hope we find our path. I hope we find the right person for us. I hope we bag that money, we bag that certificate, we bag that house, we bag whatever it is we are looking for. I hope we succeed. So listening to Yemigo, I actually do like this song. You know, it has. I thought it was the one with Black Sheriff. Let me restart it for you guys.
But you know they speak up. I say I mean on the low, looking at my window. But I know they see foes. I didn't wait for my enemy, and they feel the zero. Cause so many things on told my beat, speak on code. Cause till them know that go caster. How did we find gold in it? Still stand strong in this place, but they know it's a to balance. I'm in on the road.
you gonna get it, boo.